Have you ever wondered what happened to the dyke bars? Artist Macon Reed has put together an art installation for Queer Contemporary at the National Art School as part of Sydney's World Pride event called A Eulogy for a Dyke Bar. She has created a dyke bar from the National Art School Cafe, and every evening there's a different themed event happening, from dykes on mics to tarot reading. Racer's Edge Eleanor Godley visited the dyke bar last Friday night for karaoke and asks some of the audiences what their experiences with dyke bars in the past and if they would like to see dyke bars back in Sydney.
Tell me, why did you come tonight?
Because I wanted to check out the exhibition and also because I wanted to see what the artist thought was a dyke bar. And I also wanted to catch up with my friends who are dykes and are here.
I believe you performed last night.
Yeah, we were at the Town Hall, and it was part of the Out Loud and Proud Choral Fest. It was the gala. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, how was that?
It was so amazing. The most beautiful, love-filled, beautiful event that I've ever had the privilege of participating in. Yeah.
Sound a bit better than this?
This is karaoke at the dive bar, and it's participatory, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
That's right. And are you going to get up there and sing?
I am absolutely not going to sing karaoke.
Oh, no.
I don't actually associate karaoke with dyke bars, but anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But there is a pool table here, so
yeah,
maybe we'll do that.
Okay.
How does she know who I am? And what does she give a damn about? Two tickets to Iron Maiden, baby. Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, like you.
What made you come here tonight?
Well, it's a fabulous night out. It's very relaxed, and there's lesbians of all types, women and men actually, not just lesbians here, but mostly lesbians, I think. All ages, and very diverse group of people, which is fantastic actually, because from my younger days, when I used to go to dyke bars, there was a certain level of tension and everybody was sort of sizing everybody else up, I think. And I just feel I'm not in that crowd anymore. It doesn't matter to me, but it feels really relaxed. It's a beautiful setting. It's a beautiful installation.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's so beautiful being outside. Like, it's not raining tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous with the palm trees and the lighting, and it is like a bit of a dyke bar. There are so few dyke bars, if any dyke bars, in Sydney anymore.
When's the last time you went to a dyke bar?
Well, good question. I can't think. I went to a mixed queer bar about 6 months ago in Redfern, but I can't think when the last time I went to a dive bar was. But I spent a great deal of my younger years going to them.
Do you remember the name?
Oh, well, you know, the famous ones in Sydney. The famous one in Sydney was Ruby Reds. But there was also the Playground, which I think was on Cleveland Street or near to Cleveland Street. Well, I lived in London for a long time, and so I went to lots of dyke bars there. But
and what about the karaoke? Are you enjoying the karaoke?
I'm enjoying it, not because it sounds very good and musical, but just because it's quite fun that everybody's taking part.
Yeah. You you just performed a Cranberries number, was that right?
Yeah, Dreams by the Cranberries.
And I hear that it was your Walking Down the Aisle song?
That's exactly right, and it happened right here in NAS, just outside the Cell Block Theatre, about 50 metres from where we are.
Wow, that's great. So you got married here?
Yeah, we were married here 3 years ago.
Is this your first night at the Dyke Bar?
It is, actually. We're here, I'm here with my wife, Elise, but we're here with friends Monica and Candace. They'd previously been here and said we had to come and check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're a young chick, okay.
Oh, that's kind.
There were a lot of dyke bars in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, I wasn't alive.
No, of course.
Oh, in the 80s I was.
Right, but you wouldn't have been old enough to go to a dyke bar.
No, no. So it is more of a concept to me, so I'm thrilled to be able to experience it tonight.
And Matt, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic.
And do you think there should be more of them or bring them back?
I'll bring them back. I mean, I'm surprised if anyone said no to that. Obviously, bring them back.
What's your experiences with dyke bars?
I grew up in one in Newcastle. So my mum is gay. She figured out when I was 5, perhaps. And her girlfriend at the time, when I was about 8, they ran the bistro in a dyke bar in Newcastle.
And when you're over 18 and you were old enough to go into a dyke bar, were there any dyke bars still around?
Yes, less, but yes. That particular dyke bar was gone.
Okay, and what do you think of this gay bar here tonight?
It's very, very
cool. Sorry, dyke bar.
The dyke bar, it's very cool. I sent pictures to my mum. I sent her pictures of the neon sign of dyke bar and she's very excited. It is very cool concept. It's hard to know whether or not it would work if it was constant, because part of the reason for the death of the dyke bar is that we don't occupy them enough. But I imagine, I know that in Melbourne they're doing, they're opening one at the moment. So it'll be really good. And I think they've got one in Adelaide as well. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. And I think if somebody did it in Sydney, it would work.
I reckon it would work. I was actually surprised because when I heard about this eulogy of a dyke bar, I'm thinking, yeah, actually I haven't heard of many dyke bars. And I was wondering, like, is it because we don't need them anymore? Or
it is a weird thing. It's like, yes, part of it is like, it's a bittersweet thing, right? It's like we don't need them anymore, but they're a nice space to have. And you're like, my wife and I, when we went to Tokyo a few years ago, we went to the one lesbian bar that was there, and it was such a great experience to be in a lesbian bar again and just to be surrounded by like lesbian and trans men. Like, they had really specific nights where it was like trans men only, and so that more inclusive space was really, really nice. So be good to have again.
Hi, so I'm Macon Reed, and I'm the artist who made the project called Eulogy for the Dyke Bar.
What was your inspiration?
Basically, I started doing this project because at the time I was living in Chicago and there was only one queer neighborhood, and it was called Boys Town. And I realized that I was just really missing these places for people like me to be able to meet other people like me, the sort of dykey and transy people in the queer spectrum. And so I started asking people about, you know, sort of why they thought these places were closing, because I don't know about here, but in the US we have 24 left for 331 million people in the entire country.
That is like nothing.
Yes, it's like, and we used to have 30 just in the West Village in New York City alone. So there's been a mass closing, and I thought, oh, we really need to come together as a community and think about why this is happening and also what kind of spaces we want to create for the future.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. It's a great bar, and it's like everyone's having such a great time tonight. This karaoke is so much fun.
I'm in love. It's so cute in there, and everyone is singing their hearts out all together. It's not actually one person ever singing. It's everyone singing together. I love it. It's
exactly.
So great.
But is that typical of a dyke bar?
Well, truthfully, I don't know very well because I haven't gotten to spend very much time in them. So the
you're too young.
I know. I'm 41, and I'm in this weird sort of in-between age where I had them enough to know that they're missing. But then a lot of the young people that are coming here are actually going, oh, I've never even thought about a space like this before because I've literally never been in one. And so that's sort of the idea of the project, is that I hope that it plants a seed for people to think about what these spaces can be and how they can be inclusive, and then maybe go off and create them for themselves.
Yeah, I think they need to bring the dyke bar back, because I can't remember the last time there was a dyke bar.
Yeah, I mean, in San Francisco until this year, I heard one called Mother's, because anytime a new dyke bar opens up in the U.S., people write me and tell me. But one called Mother's just opened, but before that, there was not a dyke bar in San Francisco for, I don't know, 8 years.
Wow.
And that's like supposed to be the gay capital of, you know, one of the gay capitals of the world. So, yeah, they're really important. And tonight it shows there's so much energy, and Sydney's been the most amazing community and so welcoming here. And I just see a desire for one.
Exactly. And there's so much competition.
Yes, there's so much competition. And the fact that we're actually packed right now.
Yeah.
On a whatever, this is Friday night. Friday night, that's good. I'm like, I've been here every day of the week. I'm losing track of time. But yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big part of the project. So really it's like people could think maybe it's the installation and the sculpture itself, but I find that it's really all the storytelling and the relationships that come out of bringing the program together that are equally the project. I just create the sculptures so that there can be a space to bring people together. And that's why we have this program. We've had 10 nights, well, we'll have 10 nights total. We're in night 5. Oh my gosh, this song is amazing.
Go and dance.
Yes, it's incredible. And so, you know, we've got a little bit of everything for everyone. So hopefully more people will come. And it's been incredible to be here in Sydney and get to do this project. It's actually never been so supported as it has by the people here in the community at UNSW and NASS and on my whole programming team. Everybody's been amazing.
McHenry, the artist who made the eulogy for a dyke bar, speaking with Race's Edge, Eleanor Godley, at the National Arts School last Friday night. For more information about Queer Contemporary at the National Arts School, go to https://nas.edu.au/Sydney-WorldPride-2023.